Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday announced the establishment of a special global strategic partnership with France. During the delegation-level talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai, India and France exchanged 21 agreements and documents with the establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. Delivering a joint statement with French President Emmanuel Macron at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan, Prime Minister Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation. Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है. फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. ये पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है, आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Speaking on the occasion, French President Emmanuel Macron asserted that bilateral relations between India and France are based on trust, openness and shared aspirations, and stated that France wants to be India's trusted ally.
Before I talk about the future, let me start with a fact about the present, not to be underestimated. The CEO of Alphabet is Indian. The CEO of Microsoft is Indian. The CEO of IBM is Indian. The CEO of Adobe is Indian. The CEO of Palo Alto Networks is Indian. The CEO of Novartis is Indian. And the CEO of Chanel, one of the most iconic houses in France, is Lina Nair from Kolhapur, right here in this state. So India does not just participate to global innovation. India leads it. From Silicon Valley to the Champs-Élysées, and from technology to culture.
Both the leaders virtually inaugurated the H-125 helicopter final assembly line at Vemagal in Karnataka, set up by Tata Advanced Systems in partnership with Airbus. Both the leaders also inaugurated the India-France Innovation Forum in Mumbai. The All Nagaland Ad Hoc Teachers Group ANATG Batch 2015 has suspended its sit-in protest for a day, opting instead to hold a general meeting today to gather views of members on recent talks with the government. Yesterday, representatives of the ANATG held a meeting with Advisor for School Education Dr. Kekri Hulie Hyome, along with officials from the Education Department and the All Nagaland School Teachers Association. However, the nearly three-hour-long meeting remained inconclusive, ANATG members said. During the deliberations, the ANATG 2015 reiterated its key demands, including segregation of the teachers and a targeted time frame for their service regularization. The ANATG core committee said it would convene a general meeting with all the members today to deliberate on the discussions held with the government and decide on the future course of action. In a first of its kind, the Institute of Chokri Literature was launched yesterday by MLA Gujolozo Nyenu in Kohima. The institute is an initiative of the Chokri Chagasang Literature Board. Addressing the event, Mr. Nyenu described the establishment of the institute as a milestone. He said the initiative aligns with the Government of India and the Government of Nagaland's encouragement of research and development of indigenous languages. While underscoring the value of language preservation, Mr. Nyenu cautioned against allowing linguistic differences to create divisions within the community. He urged the people to take positive steps that would strengthen unity rather than weaken it. A total of 81 students, comprising 28 female and 53 male, have registered in the first batch. The institute will initially function at Capital College of Higher Education, with classes scheduled after 4 p.m. with four faculty members. and 29 students and two faculty coordinators of Nagaland University is taking part in the 39th Inter-University Northeast Zone Youth Festival 2025-26 UniFest. The event is being hosted by Assam Don Bosco University Tapasya Campus from February 16 to 20. UniFest provides a platform for talented students from across the region to showcase their artistic abilities while engaging in meaningful cultural exchange and healthy competition. The festival celebrates artistic excellence and reinforces the core values of unity, discipline, and mutual respect. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.